Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Thoughts Not Feelings episode. Alrighty, as always, we're starting off with what went down in Natalie's life these past 2 weeks, I guess, since there wasn't an episode to inform you on that week's endeavors. So to begin, there wasn't an episode last week because I went camping. Yes, I went camping. Some of my friends and I, we planned a very spontaneous trip to Sylvan Lake. And for those of you who don't know where that is, it's just a lake about an hour and a half from where I live. So a nice little trip we had there. We got absolutely plastered, as you should on a camping trip with friends. And yeah, so some details that went down in this trip is the air mattress deflated on us. Yeah, which fucking sucked, to say the least. Like, when we were blowing it up, I noticed that there was, like, a really small hole. I was like, oh, like, not a big deal. Like, it's a really small hole. Like, what's the issue? And then I noticed another hole that had duct tape on it. So I took a piece of the duct tape from the other hole and I put it on the small hole. You're all probably thinking, Natalie, that was such a blonde moment for you to have. Yes, it really was. But at the time, I thought it was a really good solution because, like, I thought there was so much duct tape on this one bigger hole that, like, if I took off one of the smaller pieces and put it on the other hole, it wouldn't really do any damage to the other hole, you know? So, yeah, so that was issue numero one. Was the air mattress that deflated in the middle of the damn night. But yeah, so the second night, so then the first, whoa, I've got so many ideas just coming out all at once. Pause, restart. We're not even 2 minutes into the episode. Okay. So we woke up the next morning after having a really shitty sleep with a crazy, brutal hangover. Like, we rolled out of the tent, sat at the picnic table, and just, like, all stared at each other. We're like, what the fuck are we feeling right now? It was death. We were literally feeling death, to say the least. We could barely eat anything. Like, I think my friends were eating, like, dry corn pops, and I was trying to eat some fruit. But the fruit was not making me feel very good, so I think I literally downed at least half a bag of Miss Vicky's salt and vinegar chips. Which is understandable. It's Miss Vicky's salt and vinegar chips. Like, who doesn't love those? If you don't love them, stop listening right now. Just fucking leave. Just kidding. You can listen if you want. Anyways, but yeah, so the next day we spent a good 6 hours at the beach, and I forgot to put sunscreen on my booty. Yeah, so I am like a pasty white, well, I'm not pasty, but like, I'm just a white girl with basically ginger hair. So from all the stereotypical things that you might have heard about with gingers and their bodies, you just know I burn easily, and I have freckles to top it off, so I just burn easily. So after those 6 hours, my ass was fried. Like, I could put a handprint on my own butt. Like, it was insane. And I'm filming this. This is today's Sunday. So it's almost been 2 weeks and there is still like a slight burn mark. Like, it's still not healed, which is insane. Like, the tan line is so ratchet. It's not cute. So yeah, that happened to me. That was fun. So the night two of my other friends came and joined us at the beach. They also burned because who wears sunscreen? You should, though. It prevents skin cancer. Okay, stop singing. Anyways, so then we go back to the campsite. We get plastered once more. We did a little talent show. And my special talent is I love to perform Boats and Hoes, which is in Step Brothers. If you haven't seen Step Brothers, go watch it. If you haven't heard Boats and Hoes, go listen to it. Anywho, I like to be both characters, so I'm Brennan and Dale, and I have my little microphones, and I just put on a show, and to say the least, I had a standing ovation from all of my drunk friends. It was unreal. Okay, moving on to the thoughts of this week's episode. So I struggled a little bit, like, thinking about what I wanted to talk on this week's episode. Like, I didn't have any pressing political concerns. Like, I'm not very political anyway, but still. So I think I really just wanted to speak about some main points that were currently on my mind, slash some things that I have discovered about myself, if that makes sense. It should. That was actually really straightforward. Well said, Natalie. Pat on the back. Okay, anywho. So thing number one that I have discovered about myself is this realization. I literally sent a video to one of my best friends when I thought about this. I was like, okay, here it comes. Drum roll, please. That was my thigh. Don't panic. So it's about boys. And I am a person who gets pretty attached to the idea of having a person and like having a guy in my life. Like, I'll talk to an individual and then I'll start like making up shit in my head. I'm like, oh, like I can see us doing this and this and this and this. And then I've read something that people who tend to do that, it's because the person isn't actually going to do that. And they're having like unrealistic expectations for the situation. So that hit me hard and I was like, damn, like that was an eye opener. So, and then I've also always preached about how I'm like an independent woman. I don't need anyone in my life. Lies. It's all lies. I'm just lying to myself. I am equally independent where I don't need someone looking over my shoulder being like, did you do this today? Did you do this today? But at the same time, I feel like to be able to be a happy individual in this world, I need like a good friend group and I need like a significant other that I can lean on and rat-tat-tat heartfelt shit right there. So you're probably like, Natalie, get to the fucking point. What did you discover? Let me tell you guys what I've discovered. So I think that with COVID and everything, like being able to go out and about and like discover men is like hard. Like, it's just their opportunities aren't theirs. And I'm fucking sick and tired of Tinder. Like, I don't want to see that you hunt and fish and love every day. Like, I'm over it. And then I'm also literally hate my town that I'm in because everyone here is just fucking retarded. Like, I'm sorry. Period. So that's all I have to say about that. So then I've realized that once shit opens up, I can literally just go out in the world and meet people. You're probably like, Natalie, like, how did you not clue in and realize that anyway? Well, I'm stupid to say the least. Like, I think that, not that I'm, that I'm sheltered. That's not the right word that I should be using. But I get attached to people so easily where I just kind of shut down the hunt. Yeah, there we go. I shut down the want to hunt for a relationship and I just kind of have given up on love for the longest time because of my past relationships. I was like, okay, well, because those didn't work out, like I'm not trying to go through another heartbreak again. And I went through a phase where I was thinking I'm only going to date to get married. And now I'm going through a phase where I don't want to get married. But that's for another episode. We'll dive into that one. But at the same time, I'm like, you know, if it works out, it works out. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. Am I still convinced my soulmate is in Europe? Yes, 100%. However, I will get there eventually. It's not like I'm going to Europe in the next 2 years. I have school to do. So in that meantime, I feel like I have done enough individual growing and maturing that now I'm at a point where I know what I want. I know what I need. And I'm ready to find love. That sounded like a TLC show. Oh my God. That almost cringed me out. But yeah, so that is my big realization of the day. Thanks for coming to the podcast. I'm just kidding. Okay. Point number two of realizations / things on my mind. I have friends. We're going to talk about friends, not friends the show. Friends, not to get the two confused. So I have had a pretty stable friend group since the beginning of high school. Like, it's contained the same people, this, that, and the other. And I've been happy with it. Like, it's fluctuated and changed throughout the years. But overall, like, I've graduated with a solid group of friends who are still in my life today. However, and I know this has, like, become a thing where it's your friend groups change after high school and some friends come and go after high school, which I've totally accepted. It is what it is with that. However, something that just doesn't sit right with me is that when people are only your friends for their convenience. And that is the word that we're using today. Convenience. Mm-hmm. So I have recently had an amigo who I was like, this was like my number one person. Like, this was my day one for the longest time. And they recently just got a man's in their life again. And, you know, I think that, and then we've just distanced and it is what it is. But I know that this guy isn't going to be in their life forever because he's leaving in about 2 months to go teach in some foreign country. And I'm just kind of scared that after pushing away so many people to focus on different relationships, that when it's convenient, then it's going to be a hop, skippity doo. I miss you guys. Like, let's be friends. Like, I'm glad you had your break, but it's like you left us all in the dust for no apparent reason. Like, what? What? And that brings us to our subtopic with this topic is breaks in relationships. I frowned upon breaks in relationships. I'm not even kidding. For my most recent 2 breakups, both men have texted me back. Have texted me 3 days later and been like, I really don't want to break up. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I just want to take a break. Do you know how fucking whiny that sounded? Whiny. Like, no, we're either in it or we're quitting it. Like, there's no in between. Like, and then there's so many rules with breaks. It's like, if one person kisses another person, it's like, you got shot in the fucking face. Like, this, that, the other. And then people start getting mad at random things anyway. And rat-a-tat-a-tat. So, I don't know. Maybe people are actually good at breaks where they can be loyal to one another. But I can tell you right now from seeing breaks at firsthand experience, no one's ever loyal. No one ever goes back into the... the relationship is never stronger. Like, the relationship ends anyways. So, ladies and gents, for the love of yourself, if you're going to do a break, just fucking break up. Like, you're wasting your life. There's 7 billion people in the world. Maybe half of them are gay. Like, if that's what you're into, live your best life. Maybe, like, another quarter are just, like, not for you. But, like, you'll find someone. Your salmon fish is out there. No, just kidding. But your person is out there somewhere. And even if they're not, and you just don't want to live your best taken life, and live your best single life as the single individual that you are. That's Natalie's advice. Unreal. Next point. Oh, I love the tea that just happened there. So I know with summer coming up, like, I've seen it all over social media where it's like, hot girl summer, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just thinking, like, you know, that was like a vibe in like grade 9 or grade 10. But now that I'm a graduated woman and I'm getting older and I'm seeing older people still like hyping up a hot girl summer, I'm like, why do you want to waste your summer on like fucking over men, or like just fucking men in general? Like, why would you want to dedicate your time and energy towards that? Like, unless that's not actually what hot girl summer means. But like, from my interpretation of hot girl summer, it's like, we're gonna be a whore and we're gonna shave our coochies like every day in case we have a dick appointment, and we're literally just gonna dedicate the next 2 to 3 months to fuck over men. Like, but in retrospect, I don't even know if I'm using that word correctly, but we're gonna go with it. Like, the men equally fuck over you. Like, they can tell that you're just in it to come and run, to hit it and quit it. What's another good one? Breed and proceed. And there's like, just yeet out of the situation. So like, they can equally manipulate your feelings as easily as you can manipulate theirs.
So, ladies, get it together. Men are not worth it. Neither are their wangs. Like, go get yourselves a freaking vibrator if you're that horny. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. Like, just do it. Like, men suck. And most of the time you fake it anyway. So, like, in reality, all you're getting from it is attention, which I understand because I'm also an attention seeker, not even gonna deny it. I love getting attention. However, like, I don't know. I would rather just have, what's like the summer I want? Natalie wants like a hot Natalie summer. Yeah, that's what I'm calling it. I'm having a hot Natalie summer. This summer, I am focusing on making bank. Living my best single, maybe taken life depending on how things go. Literally just trying to spend time with my friends and be blackout. And I have a trip, hopefully, that we're doing in August. And yeah, like my mate, like I, okay, and I know you guys are gonna be like, but Natalie, you just said that you wanna be in a relationship, or isn't that focusing on guys? No. That is wrong. That's not focusing on guys. Guys are maybe 1/8 of my summer plans, but it's not the main thing I'm focusing on. Get it? Word. I hope so. So that is everything that I had to talk about that's worth talking about that I've thought about over the last 2 weeks. I know I definitely hyped it up way more. I'm like, guys, like I have so much shit to spill. No, really didn't. Sorry about that, guys. Okay, so at the end of each episode, I really want to start doing a little thing where I'm calling it a thought and a feeling. I know, gasp. A thought and a feeling, Natalie. How dare you? Deal with it. I feel like everyone's going to really appreciate this. I think it's going to help everyone think about this and maybe feel what this is like and feel this statement. So week one, thought and feeling is if you're ever feeling down about yourself, just know that your name is a hard topic for some couples. Yeah, and process that. Let that sit with you until next week's thought and feeling. Because I know that really cracked me up once I thought about it. I was like, damn right it is. And for the best reasons, of course, I'm not a homewrecker. Never, 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 never. I hate cheating. I frowned upon cheating. Cheating is literally stupid. If you cheat or are a cheater, like, bruh, go, you're fucked in the head. So yeah, so that's everything for this episode. There will definitely be an episode for next week. No more canceled episodes due to camping reasons for the next little bit here. And yeah, thanks for tuning in. See you all next week. Bye.